Welcome to Apple a Day. It's like Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Janessa Sickler. She's the newest member of our medical staff joining our emergency department, and I'm glad she's taken a few minutes to join us today and let us introduce her to the community. Good morning, Dr. Sickler.
Good morning.
Well, as I mentioned, you're brand new here to Lake Region Healthcare, new to the community, and really like to use this show as an opportunity to introduce you to our listeners and to our community. Let's just start with hearing a little bit more about your background and what your medical career has looked like up until joining Lake Region Healthcare.
Yes, well, I am initially from the Pacific Northwest, so I was born and raised in Washington State, and I went to University of Washington for my undergraduate education, majoring in biology and minoring in communications. And from there, I actually spent quite a bit of time as an EMT on the ambulance and worked with the Red Cross, and then went to medical school at Des Moines University. So I'm a DO and spent some time in Iowa. And then went to residency in Klamath Falls, Oregon. So I've been in Oregon for the last 11 years. After residency, I actually worked in Eastern Oregon, John Day, Oregon. And I am board certified as a family practice physician with a very broad scope. So I actually have spent the last 8 years doing outpatient clinic, inpatient, hospitalist, emergency department, obstetrics, surgical obstetrics, including C-sections. So very broad scope of practice, which has been really good just in terms of meeting so many different kinds of patients and getting lots of good training and experience. But I actually really enjoy the emergency department the most, and so I've kind of been slowly transitioning more and more of my time into the ER. And kind of focusing on that area. And so as we're kind of making that transition, we have some family here in the Midwest, and so decided to come and join Lake Region.
So that's going to be a bit of a change for you, kind of that really broad scope to really focusing on emergency medicine. What is it about emergency medicine that really draws you to it?
To a degree, the same kinds of things that initially started me in family practice. You know, I like having that level of diversity, and you know, you're not only focusing on one organ or body system or age group of patients, but you get to see all types of things, meet people from all walks of life with different kinds of problems. So it definitely keeps life exciting. It's fast-paced, it's a high learning environment, and so I really enjoy that.
I can see why. You mentioned having family in the area. I'm sure that was one reason to consider this position. What else was it about choosing Lake Region Healthcare at this point in time that made it feel right for you?
Well, we looked at kind of several kind of different communities here in the Midwest and hospitals. We actually really like Fergus Falls. It seems very community-oriented, family-friendly, and Lake Region seems like they have an excellent team. I obviously have just joined, but everyone has been so kind, and just a lot of opportunities here. I secretly really like lakes, and so Minnesota was a good a good choice, and you know, we do all kinds of outdoors activities. So we were kind of looking for somewhere close to family that had a good education system, that had a good you know, hospital team, and this kind of just checked all of our boxes and was a good move for us.
Oh, it sounds like it will be a great fit, and certainly for the lakes, and you're coming at just the prime time as we head into lake season. When I think about emergency medicine, you mentioned that just broad range of knowledge and fast learning environment, ability to think quickly, all invigorating to you, but also a really big challenge. What is it that you like most about that pace or diversity in the field of emergency medicine?
There's something really very special about being a part of people's lives on some of the toughest days for them. So when you go to the ER, you know, something didn't go right. And I always say, like, I want to be there for you on the worst day of your life, because it's really a privilege being able to be there with patients and their families. And you know, doctor in Latin means teacher, and it's an opportunity to teach and help grow and move them through things. But patients also teach us a lot, and so being able to meet so many different people with so many different problems, I think we teach each other.
I really like that you use the word privilege, privilege to be with people at that critical time. That touches a little bit on your philosophy of care. Is there anything else that you would add about what's most important to you when you think about providing really high quality care, both to patients and to their loved ones that are often with them in the emergency room?
I think a good motto really is just to treat them as I would want my family treated. So if this was my son, if this was my husband, if this was my father, mm-hmm. how would I want them, you know, talked to and treated? And that really helps keep it personal and remind you that everyone has a story and a family, and they're important, and so I try to remember that.
And it fits so well with the size organization and community that we serve in here at Lake Region Healthcare. We have the opportunity to do that, and again, the privilege to take care of our friends and neighbors and family as if they were our family.
Yes.
No one wants to end up in the emergency room, obviously, but when we do, what are some of the things you think are important for people to know? Maybe, you know, setting expectations about how long they might have to wait, or how the team might have to triage the order in which they're going to be cared for. Are there some things that come to mind there?
Yeah, I mean, the emergency room, you know, everyone is there because they're having an emergency, but there's so many different levels. And so, you know, it's going to be triaged on arrival in level of importance. And sometimes it can be a little bit longer wait. I think it's important just to remember that when you're the one who's triaged first, when you're the one who's the sickest, you want everyone else to be able to wait patiently until it's their turn, and just know that the staff is doing their very best to see people as soon as possible. But, you know, someday you might be first, and that's important, and sometimes you're a little bit down the line.
I think it's also important for people to know about the team that's caring for them. And at Lake Region Healthcare, you know, having board certified physicians on staff is different. There was a time when a lot of the providers in our emergency department were travelers, you know, were people that came here from other places. What are things that you think stand out about the team that provides care here in Lake Region Healthcare's emergency department?
Yeah, I think there's a really great team here, a great team of doctors, a great team of nurses. We're actually fully staffed right now, which is really great. Mostly full permanent staff, and everyone has, you know, their completed their trauma-specific education. Every nurse in the department, every doctor in the department, and they work really well together.
I think that's a really good differentiating factor. You know, when you talk about full-time, invested in this department, invested in this community, and their people, and joining that team as another invested physician is really great. We all know that summer is a busy time for accidents and for those emergencies in general. Are there some common reasons that come to your mind that seem to be reasons people end up in the emergency room during the summer season, and any advice you'd offer to listeners to maybe help avoid those types of visits?
Yes, I mean, summer's busy. Obviously a lot of, you know, boating accidents, things that happen on the lake, motorized vehicles, lots of fish hooks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big things really are wear your life jacket on the boat, wear your helmet. If you're going to be out on your ATV or even riding your bike or motorcycles, that makes a huge difference in survival rates for you know, crashes or accidents. Those are probably the biggest.
there's oftentimes when something happens, that question of should I go to the ER or not? Is it something I could go to the walk-in clinic for? Maybe two different questions, like should I even be seen at all? And if I should, where's the right place to go? Do you have any tips on those decision points?
Yeah, this community is really very blessed to have the walk-in clinic service. And it's kind of, I think a good way to think of it is an extension of your family practice office when they're not available. So a lot of the basic things are very well cared for in the walk-in clinic. So if you think you sprained your ankle, broke your ankle, if you have a cut, if you have a fish hook that you tried to get out at home that you can't get out, if you need an x-ray, if you need treatment for basic infections, if you have cough, cold, earache, those kinds of things, those are really well handled at the walk-in clinic. And so that would be a good place to go. You know, if you're having an emergency, if you're having chest pain, if you're having difficulty breathing, if you're having a seizure, severe fractures, severe bleeding, those kinds of things, we would want to see you in the emergency department.
That's a good way to describe that. How about things you recommend for people to kind of have on hand to be ready for, things that might happen on the boat or at the cabin or even at home or on the tractor?
Yeah, I mean, a basic first aid kit is always good to have, for sure. When you're going fishing, wire cutters, excellent to have with you. So if you get that fish hook stuck in your arm, you can, push it through, cut off the barb, and pull it back the main direction. But if you don't have wire cutters, that's very difficult to do. Having, Coban, kind of that stretchy wrap, and basic bandages so that you can wrap. And if you're someone really dedicated to being prepared, they actually have a kit called Stop the Bleed, which you can, order or get at different places. But it's really just going to have all your basic hemorrhage or bleeding things available. And so I tell everyone, have it in your car, have it in your boat. You never know when you're going to need it. So those are good things to have.
So Stop the Bleed is the brand?
It is the brand. And okay. It's a vacuum sealed kit. So okay. It's going to have your quick clot, your bandages, your wraps. I think there's a tourniquet in there. So if you never need it, it's vacuum sealed. You can keep it for a very long time. And if you need it, it's there for you.
Great tip. What about when you're not working? What do you like to do in your free time?
Mostly I like to hang out with my family. I have a husband and 5-year-old son. And so we like to do a lot of biking, hiking. We're new to fishing. My son has lots of fun going fishing. Uh-huh. In my own time, I'm a pretty big runner. I like to run, garden, those kinds of things.
Great. Sounds like you're in a good place for hiking and biking and definitely yes. For fishing. Anything else you would like our listeners to know about you or about your practice in the emergency department here at Lake Region Healthcare?
I think just know that we're here for you. We really have a caring team. We're going to take the best care of you that we possibly can. And so don't be afraid to reach out. And even if you just have, questions, you can always call the nurse hotline and talk to somebody.
Great. You are right. Always here for you, right? 24/7. That's what the emergency department is. Yep, that's right. Before we wrap up, if you could give our listeners one health tip today, what would that be?
So my kind of favorite thing to tell people is eat better, sleep better, and move more. So make sure your diet is healthy. Eat anywhere from 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. Move more. Get that 30-minute walk in. Get that daily exercise. Get good sleep. And then drink water, because the best medicine is preventative.
Ounce of prevention, it's worth a pound of cure.
Great, right.
Great advice. Dr. Janessa Sickler, new emergency department physician on our team here at the Fergus Falls Emergency Department at Lake Region Healthcare. Welcome to the community. Welcome to Lake Region Healthcare. And thanks for making some time to visit with us this morning.
Thank you.
Janessa Sickler and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.